It's been a really phenomenal day, I suppose. It wasn't on my radar. I wasn't expecting this when I came in this morning, because there's so much else going on in school. We're getting ready to go to Special Olympics and everything else is going on. And but came in this morning and read my email to say, "Oh my God, you've won." And it's phenomenal. I think it's important to make the distinction and say that it's the school building that's won the award. And I think it's important to say that because this is our home. This is where we live. This is where we, as the Little Angels family and community, we live here. We hang out here every day and we love it and we're so proud of it. And it suits us and it's purpose built for us. And that's fantastic. But the building is what has won the award. And I think then to explain that a little bit further, it's important to point out that the building didn't win the award because it's beautiful. It's a beautiful building. There's no question about that. The reason that the building won the award is because it's designed around us, it's designed to work for us, and it's designed for us to work well within it. So all of the spaces within the school, like the lovely big high ceilings, the brightness, the light, the comfort levels, the fact that the corridors are so wide that we've got loads of room for movement breaks. We have a beautiful safe space outside that we can walk around in. There's lots of sensory elements to it, you know, just for example, the planting. So all of the planting is designed in such a way that the light will reflect off it in a certain way. When the wind blows, you can see that there's a different color to the leaf. It's the way the light shines through the leaves. It's the noise that the leaves make when you're walking past. It's the fact that the children can pull the leaves off and they can touch them, they can feel them. And even if they want to, if they eat them, which we prefer if they didn't eat them, but if they do eat them, it's not going to do them any harm.
I think it's quite monumental that a building like this has won such a prestigious award, because even thinking back to 30 or 40 years ago, the idea of something like this was just so far away.
Yeah, I think it's environment is everything, and like the architects know that. That's what their business is. They've studied for long and many a year to understand how space works. And I think as a teacher, I don't understand that design process or how that space works, but as a teacher, I know what kind of a space our kids need. And I know that my use of the space as a teacher is what's going to make or break a child's educational experience. So when you come into a space, for us as a staff, we've got to look at the blank canvas that we've been given, and we've got to put or stamp on that and use it in the best way possible for the kids. Sorry, Shane. So we've got to use that in the best way possible for the kids. So it's how we set up that space. So what has happened here is that the architects have taken their knowledge of space, their knowledge of environment. They've spoken to the teachers about our knowledge of environment and our knowledge of space and how it works for us in terms of teaching and learning. And when you put the two things together, that's when you get what we've got here today. So it's not that the building looks beautiful. That's not the point of it, because, you know, I'm not saying anybody could design a beautiful building, but lots of us know we all have our own interpretation of beauty. But it's not just that it looks beautiful, because it does. It's an absolutely stunning piece of architecture, but it's that it works internally and it works for our kids. It's designed with us in mind. So that's where the big wide open spaces come in. That's where the light comes in. That's where, you know, just the architects have, when they've been drawing up their plans and doing their designs, they've been thinking about how we as the end user are going to live in the building. And that's why it's beautiful. That's why it's great. It's very important to acknowledge today that the people that aren't in the building, they are physically not in the building, but they're certainly always in our hearts and in our minds, and those are the people that have gone before us. So I'm talking specifically now about our previous principal, Angela Keane, and the previous deputy, Margaret Kennedy. And Margaret and Angela were the starting point for all of this, along with many, many, many boards of management, because the board changes every number of years. But they were the people that had the vision. And certainly the original architect in the design phase was Siobhan Nieni. And Siobhan and Margaret and Angela in particular, the three of them, they had their vision of what the school was going to be. And I think it's really important to remember that. That was the seed, that was the embryo. And we now have the building because of their original vision. And their original vision came from their knowledge of the kids and their knowledge of design and working together. They had this fabulous vision of what the school could be, and that's what has translated on paper today. That's what we have. And as you say, like 20, 30 years ago, this wasn't ever going to be envisaged, and now here we are, and it's phenomenal.